the voice, the lyrics, dozens of top 40 hits, over 4,000 songs to his credit. We are talking about Smokey Robinson. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Jay. How you doing, man?
Awesome. I don't know why I announced you like you're a WWE wrestler. Smokey Robinson.
That was cool.
Yeah, making his way to the ring. I know the first question you've probably been asked thousands of times, but I'm going to ask you 1,001 times. The name Smokey, where does it come from?
The name Smokey comes from my Uncle Claude. My Uncle Claude, who was also my godfather, when I was 3 and 4 years old, used to take me to see cowboy movies because I loved cowboys, and especially the ones who sang.
Gonna build a big fence around Texas, way around Texas.
Like Gene Autry and Roy Rogers and those guys who played the guitar. I loved that. And so he adapted a cowboy name for me, and from the time I was 3 and 4 years old, he called me Smokey Joe. So if, in fact, somebody asked me what my name was, I never told him William. My name is Smokey Joe. As my Uncle Claude said, my name is Smokey Joe. It's my name, Smokey Joe. And when I got to be about 12, they just dropped the Joe off.
So take a good look at my face. See my smile looks out of place.
I got to be full disclosure right now. I'm having one of those moments. You know, I grew up in Philly. Hearing all your songs on the radio. And if you were to tell, you know, young JC that one day you're going to be sitting with Smokey Robinson in a suite at Encore as he's getting ready to take the stage in Las Vegas, I would say that you're absolutely crazy.
The tears of a clown when there's no one around.
Tears of a clown.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder comes to you with the music, or what's the backstory on that song? You had the lyrics and went to Stevie Wonder?
No. We were at a Christmas party. We had Motown Christmas parties annually. And Stevie came up to me, he had this tape. He said, hey, Smoke, he said, I got this tape, man. He said, I got a great track that I've recorded here, you know, and it's really great. He said, but I can't think of a song to go with the track, so listen to it, see what you can come up with. I said, okay. So I took it home, and I played it, and bum, 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 ba-da-dum, dum, 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 came on. So to me, that's a circus.
Just like Polly Archer did.
So I wanted to write something about the circus. But I didn't want to write about animals or trapeze artists or anything like that. I wanted it to be something personal. Polly Archer was the great Italian clown that everybody loved. And he received all that love. And then he'd go back to his dressing room and he would cry. He was very sad because he didn't have that kind of love from a woman.
Mm.
So Tears of a Clown... it's a personalized story of Pagliacci.
You are a living legend. It is such an honor to sit here with you today. We're so excited to have you in Las Vegas, Encore Theater. You mentioned you were doing vegan now, Wynn Hotel, so many great vegan options. You're in the right place for that.
Yeah.
Smokey Robinson, thank you so much, sir.
JC, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Such an honor. Thank you.
Thank you.